Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech headlines for Thursday, July 14th, 2022. I'm Rich Straffolino. GM partnered with Pilot Flying J to build 2,000 electric vehicle charging stations at roughly 500 Pilot and Flying J travel centers at 50-mile intervals. EVgo will operate the network, and any EV brand can access the chargers. GM customers will receive benefits like discounts, real-time availability, and reservations. Netflix partnered with Microsoft to be its global advertising technology and sales partner for its upcoming ad-supported tier. The Wall Street Journal sources say Microsoft's acquisition of the programmatic advertising system Xandr from AT&T played a large part in Microsoft winning the contract. No word on when the ad-supported tier will launch or what it'll cost. Nintendo intends to acquire the animation company Dynamo Pictures, which will be renamed Nintendo Pictures. After the acquisition, the studio will focus on development of visual content utilizing Nintendo IP, as well as production of CG animation. Nintendo expects the acquisition to close on October 3rd. A New York jury convicted former CIA engineer Joshua Schulte on 9 charges related to gathering, stealing, and transmitting classified information and obstruction of justice as part of leaking information to WikiLeaks. WikiLeaks released the data from Schulte as the Vault 7 leak in 2017, detailing methods used by the CIA to access a target's computer, phone, and smart TV. Puck News reports that based on meetings between Apple CEO Tim Cook and its head of services Eddie Q with NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell at the Sun Valley Conference, it believes Apple is the most likely winner of a bid for streaming rights for NFL games. DirecTV previously held these rights, but the deal ends this year. The report also said Apple and Amazon may bid to acquire domestic broadcast rights to the UEFA Champions League. The South Korean messaging super app Kakao will remove an external payment option in its Android app after Google blocked the company from updating the app in the Play Store. A recently passed law requires app stores in South Korea to allow third-party payment systems, but doesn't mandate allowing links to redirect customers to another website. The European Commission confirmed Amazon offered concessions to limit its use of marketplace seller data in order to settle antitrust concerns in the EU. Amazon also offered to let Prime-qualified sellers choose their own delivery firm and to apply equal treatment to all sellers when ranking offers for its buy box. The commission will accept feedback on whether to accept these commitments until September 9th. The inaugural report from the U.S. Homeland Security Department's Cyber Safety Review Board found that the Log4j Java library vulnerability has become an endemic vulnerability, saying unpatched versions will likely remain in systems for the next decade or more. An Alibaba engineer initially reported the flaw to the Chinese Ministry of Industry and Information Technology on December 13th, but the board did not find evidence China used advanced knowledge to exploit networks. The U.S.'s most frequently used test-taking software, Examplify, notified users that 12th-generation Intel chips trigger its automatic virtual machine checks and are not currently supported for upcoming exams, including the July 2022 bar exam. BarExamp using Examplify only support MacBooks running macOS Catalina or later, or Windows laptops running Windows 10 and 11. According to a disclosure shared by U.S. Senator Edward Markey, as of July 1st, Amazon provided Ring footage to U.S. law enforcement 11 times without user consent or a court order. Ring's law enforcement guidelines say it reserves the right to immediately respond to police requests for footage in cases of imminent danger. And Amazon's VP of Public Policy, Brian Huseman, said Ring made a good faith determination in these cases. After an Amazon listing for a Genesis Mini 2 console appeared, Sega confirmed it will release the console in the U.S. on October 27th. It'll feature over 50 titles from the Sega Genesis, Sega CD, and arcade. This will use a new SoC compared to the original Genesis Mini, with more storage and improved processing to emulate Sega CD titles. It's available for pre-order on Amazon now for $103.80. Sega already announced the Mega Drive Mini 2 console for the Japanese market. Qualcomm announced its next-generation Snapdragon Wear chip for smartwatches is coming soon, although didn't provide any specifics. The company last released a wearable-focused SoC in 2020 with the Snapdragon Wear 4100. Meta's Ray-Ban Stories smart glasses now integrate with WhatsApp, letting users make calls, hear messages, and send encrypted messages. CEO Mark Zuckerberg said users will be able to reply directly to Messenger and WhatsApp messages using voice commands. Aura announced integration with Strava for its Aura Ring, letting users import Strava activities into the Aura app. Users can also choose to share activities tracked by the Ring directly into public and private Strava feeds. And finally, Amazon announced that its SmartThings Find tracking network added 100 million additional Find nodes in less than a year, bringing total nodes up to over 200 million. SmartThings Find uses Bluetooth Low Energy and ultra-wideband radios to locate lost devices and uses nearby registered Galaxy users to extend its network. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.